during my years as working in the county up there. I have, I served 6 years as Secretary of Jefferson County Teachers Association, 6 years as, and another 6 years as the Secretary of the Principal Association. Mm-hmm. I served 10 years as the Dean of the Staff, the operating staff, the functioning staff with the work. And here I have, I have 29 years of outstanding leadership as a departmental group leader in the in-service program of Jefferson County Public School. That is, that when we had institutes and workshops and whatnot, I could do 29 years mm-hmm. at Parker High School at Winona and Lawson State College. I did those things there. And then I have, along with that, I have worked with other organizations. I now work with the, well, I might go to the YWCA. I served as a member of the executive board of the branch of YWCA. I did two 6-year terms on that. And that made a lot of work out there in the public for that. And I had a course in, as I say, understanding youth. And it was very helpful to me in working at the Y. And then, let's see, I went on to other phases of work. Since I retired, well, I'm going to see where I am. In my church, I taught Sunday school for a number of years. That's my class. That's my Sunday school class there.
This one right here?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That is now. And until today, I don't teach a class regularly, but I am the president of my Sunday school class, known mm-hmm. as the Vivian Russell Bible class. Then we have what we call Young Missionary Society. It's made up of the different auxiliaries of the church, you know, different sections. The Missionary Society is made up of certain groups and in circles, and all the circles come together the first Monday in the month at the church. You heard the 16th Street Baptist Churches were born.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I teach that class the first Monday in every month, the General Missionary Society, mm-hmm. and all of them come together. Mm-hmm. And I also, I told you I was president of my Sunday school class, and along with that I teach the I work with the senior citizens here in Homewood under the Park and Recreation Board of Homewood, Alabama, in the Rosedale area. I teach there they, every Tuesday from 2 to 4. And I also work at the Ruby Hills Nursing Home for Senior Citizens. And that job comes, that's just volunteer work, all of this. And I do that every first Friday in the month. During the winter time, the City of Board of Education here in Homewood has a basic adult education program, and they, of course, they are funded in that by the government, and they could not get this money to carry on the basic problem without an advisory board. So the superintendent called me and asked me if I would serve as chairman of the advisory board for the basic adult education classes in my community, and so I work there with them. I like it very much, and I enjoy going and seeing the senior citizens go to work, and those who are anxious to learn, and some of them are reluctant, you know, and bashful, and they're all anxious and interested, but sometimes people are reluctant to let you know what they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoy that very much. They have some wonderful young teachers. There are 3 young women, and one I have worked with because I served as the Board of Education made me principal of the summer school over here, the high school. Summer school, that was in 67, and I met 1 or 2 of the teachers, and of course they're doing this basic work here, and they all 3 have master's degrees, and they're very smart. And it's a lovely thing to work with senior citizens and see them trying to improve themselves,
mm-hmm.
and they do very well. And of course we have some who are not exactly senior citizens in age, but they participate in that program because they didn't have, you know, you can get mm-hmm. at least a high school training there. And we have some who have worked for years, their parents, but they're still young enough to go to school and get high school education. And working with those, and let me see, what else do I do?
Quite busy.
And I conducted a class. I have written several articles and papers in the Birmingham News and other papers. I remember